Kuluk Samuk Zayin, Siv Ches. Shochach va'ocha v'lo yibirach ha'moitzi. Person who started eating without making a bracha. Him, diska b'say chasudah mevorach. He's still in the middle of the meal. He still make the bracha. Why? Because he's going to continue eating bread. So he's going to make the bracha. And what he's going to eat afterwards, kamuvan, if he's not planning to eat any more bread, then he cannot. He can bear some moitzi afterwards. But if he remind himself only after he finishes suda, one cannot make a birchas hananim after he finished eating. Like we mentioned before, if he can continue eating, so he should make a bracha before continuing eating. The Mishnah Berurah points out though that if a person ate without a bracha, then the chatchila he should eat more and make a bracha before he continues eating, because he definitely can make a bracha before he continues eating, and there is an opinion of the Rav that says they can make a bracha after he finished eating. So this way, the Yotze, that opinion, all opinions. Mishnah Berurah says that it's recommended that if a person ate without making a bracha, then he should eat a little bit more and make a bracha before eating more. And according to the Rav, this bracha that he makes at that point of time will also help retroactively. But if he doesn't eat more, then since it's a suffix, a machlekes, whether he can make the bracha afterwards, then he doesn't make a bracha at all.